you're fighting for this, you're running your businesses, you have Nico and Luna now as well, and you're dealing with grief of your son. It's been 3 years now. Like, how do you get the energy to go out and do this every day? Because we meet people every day who basically don't go through any of this, but still complaining that I can't do it, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy. Like, how do you deal with all this?
That's a good question. I don't know. I was with one of our coaches who's a several time world champion in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He asked yesterday, he said, how do you have so much energy? And I honestly don't know. My mom said, she goes, when you were little, there wasn't all these acronyms, ADHD and such. But she said, I'm sure you would have been on the spectrum if you were born today. But at the same time, I actually don't think I am, because I can sit down, I can focus, I can read a book. I have no problems doing that. I honestly, one of the things, and this is way before Liam, but obviously intensified because of Liam, is I really enjoy life. I really, really do. And I want to be part of things. Like, I love the energy of humans. I love to be part of things and to be able to be part of making a difference, of changing something. Now, to do it in my son's honor, it means everything. But even if not, in my opinion, as a martial artist, that's what martial arts is truly about, is bettering yourself. Like, if you look at fighting is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to martial arts. The rest of what's below what martial arts, and I don't have to tell you, you know all about it, but how it improves you as a human being, your relationships, your mental fortitude, you know, all of it is at least part of it because of martial arts. So that's the duty of a true martial artist, in my opinion, to be the best towards yourself and towards your community as well. And I don't want to miss out. I want to make sure. You know, I haven't told anyone this yet, but I was sitting and I was doing some soul searching, I guess. Not because I feel like I need to change anything, but just kind of curious to what you were just asking. What is it that drives me? What is it that makes me tick and keep going? And the famous why question, keep asking yourself why, but why, but why? And I got to the base that my biggest fear is to one day look back at my life and go, you could have done a lot more. You didn't do enough. Or to be viewed by other people as someone that was lazy, that didn't do enough. And maybe it's crazy because I know deep within that I'm not lazy, but I have the days where I'm like, I didn't do enough today. I feel like I was lazy today. But that's what drives me. And then I realized I mentor people, I hate using the term life coaching, but I call it personal coaching because I'm a coach of someone.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing one of the biggest fears that people often have is the fear of failure, the fear of ridicule, of looking like embarrassment and shame. Well, you got to find that deep driving force or what ticks you, right? Yeah. So it can either be your fuel or it can be your crutch. Yeah. Where you're like, I can't do that because my biggest fear is to be viewed as a failure. Yeah. Well, I don't care if I get viewed as a failure. As long as I get viewed as someone that worked hard, yeah, like, of course you want to succeed, but at least someone can say, well, he didn't make it, but he fucking tried.
Yeah.
And that's all we can do, right? Because you can never, you can look to someone who has had success and you go, all right, did well, congratulations, but either you were, say for example, you were given the money or you got lucky, right? And it's the same thing when you look at a fight. If you see someone that wins by knockout and wins the title in the first round, in the first minute, you can go, oh, wow, really amazing, or was it a lucky punch? What if it would have been, or if you see a 5-round war when you get tested, your grit, your heart, and you go, that's the champion. Yeah. One is, of course, much better, much easier, but in my opinion, to even if you lose that fight, you're a champion in my eyes because you gave it your all, and you can't not respect the person that gave 110%.